the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Season 16, Episode 7. My name is Matt Letter, and I hope you are having a wonderful day today. Our Renaissance Festival Podcast is supported by our dear sponsors, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, Renaissance Magazine, the Ren Crews, Patreons of the podcast, our podcast minions, and with a special thanks to all the performers who submit their music. We have currently 666 albums from 294 performers in our podcast library. And among them is a group called Dublin Harpers, who just played that last song you heard, Paddy's Green Shamrock Shores and Drowsy Maggie. That was from their album Dublin Harpers Live. You can find out more about them at dublinharpers.bandcamp.com. Well, greetings and welcome. I hope you are all doing very well. We at the podcast are delighted to be bringing another episode of fun music for you today. This next group tells stories of various folklore, myths, tales, and more from around the world. They have a bunch of weekly scholarly articles you can check out with stories from various cultures and a podcast channel as well. This is Scald Circle with their song King O'Toole and His Goose from the album Stories of Ire. You can find out more at thescaldcircle.com. That's theskaldscircle.com.
Come have a seat in the Scald Circle and hear the tale of King O'Toole and his goose, as told by Minogan. Oh, I thought all the world far and near had heard of old King O'Toole. Well, well, but the darkness of mankind is unintelligible. Well, sir, you must know, as you didn't hear it afore, that there was a king called King O'Toole, who was a fine old king in the ancient old times long ago, and it was he that owned the churches in the early days. The king, you see, was the right sort. He was the real boy, and loved sport as he loved his life, and hunting in particular. And from the rising of the sun up he got, and away he went over the mountains after the deer, and fine times they were. Well, it was all mighty good, as long as the king had his health. But you see, in course of time, the king grew old. By reason, he was stiff in his limbs, and when he got stricken in his years, his heart failed him, and he was lost entirely for want of diversion, because he couldn't go hunting any longer. And by Jove, the poor king was obliged at last to get a goose to divert him. Oh, you may laugh if you like, but it's the truth I'm telling you. And the way the goose diverted him this way. You see, the goose used to swim across a lake, and go hunting for trout, and catch fish on a Friday for the king, and flew every other day around the lake, diverting the poor king. All went on mighty well until, by Jove, the goose got him stricken no longer, and then it was the poor king who was lost entirely. The king was walking one morning by the edge of the lake, lamenting his cruel fate, and thinking of drowning himself, that he could get no diversion in life, when all of a sudden, turning around the corner, who should he meet but a mighty decent young man coming up to him? "God save you," says the king to the young man. "God save you kindly, King O'Toole," says the young man. "True for you," says the king. "I am King O'Toole," says he. "Prince and plentypennytitcher of these parts," says he. "But how came you to know that?" says he. "Oh, never mind," says Saint Kevin. You see, it was Saint Kevin, sure enough. The saint himself in disguise, and nobody else. "Oh, never mind," says he. "I know much more than that. May I take bold to ask how your goose is, King O'Toole?" says he. "Oh, blur bangers, how came about ye to know about my goose?" says the king. "Oh, no matter. I was given to understand it," says Saint Kevin. After some more talk, the king says, "What are you?" "I'm an honest man," says Saint Kevin. "Well, honest man," says the king, "and how is it you make your money so easy?" "By making old things as good as new," says Saint Kevin. "Is it a tinker you are?" says the king. "No," says the saint, "I'm no tinker by trade. King O'Toole, I've made a better trade than a tinker," says he. "What would you say," says he, "if I made your old goose as good as new?" "My dear, at the word of making his goose as good as new, you'd think the poor king's eyes were ready to jump out of his head." With that the king whistled, and down came the poor goose, just like a hound, waddling up to the poor cripple, her master, and as like him as two peas. The minute the saint clapped his eyes on the goose, "I'll do the job for you, King O'Toole," says he. "By Jamie," says King O'Toole, "if you do, you're the cleverest fellow in all the seven parishes." "Oh, by dad," says Saint Kevin, "you must say more nor that. My horn's not gone all soft all out," says he, "as to repair your old goose for nothing. What'll you get me if I give you the job?" "That's the chat," says Saint Kevin. "I'll give you whatever you ask," says the king. "Isn't that fair?" "Devil a fairer," says the saint. "That's the way to do business. Now," says he, "this is the bargain I'll make you, King O'Toole. Will you give me all the ground the goose flies over, the first offer after I make her as good as new?" "I will," says the king. "You won't go back on your word," says Saint Kevin. "Honor bright," says King O'Toole, holding out his fist. "Honor bright," says Saint Kevin back again. "It's a bargain. Come here," says he to the poor old goose. "Come here, you unfortunate poor old cripple, and it's me that'll make you a sporting bird." With that, my dear, he took up the goose by the two wings. "Chriso cross on you," says he, marking her to grace with the blessed sign at the same minute, and throwing her up into the air. "Woo," says he, just giving her a blast to help her up. And with that, my jewel, she took to the heels, flying up like one of the eagles themselves, and cutting as many capers as a swallow before a shower of rain. Well, my dear, it was a beautiful sight to see the king standing with his mouth open, looking at his poor old goose, flying as light as a lark, and better than ever she was. And when she lit at his feet, patted her on the head, and said, "Mavornin," says he, "but you are the darling of the world." "And what are you to me," says Saint Kevin, "for making her the like?" "By jabbers," says the king, "I say nothing beats at an old man barring the bees." "And do you say no more nor that," says Saint Kevin. "And that I'm beholden to you," says the king. "But will you give me all the ground the goose flew over," said Saint Kevin. I will, says King O'Toole, and you're welcome to it, says he, though it's the last acre I have to give. But you'll keep true to your word, says the saint. As true as the sun, says the king. It's well for you, King O'Toole, that you said that word, says he, for if you didn't say that word, the devil the bit of the goose would fly ever again. When the king was as good as his word, Saint Kevin was pleased with him, and then it was that he made himself known to the king. And, says he, King O'Toole, you are a decent man, for I only came here to try you. You don't know me, says he, because I am disguised. Musha, then, says the king, who are you? I'm Saint Kevin, says the saint, blessing himself. O Queen of Heaven, says the king, making the sign of the cross between his eyes, and falling down on his knees before the saint. Is it the great Saint Kevin, says he, that I've been discoursing all this time without knowing it, says he. All as once it was the lump of a gossin. And so you're a saint, says the king. I am, says Saint Kevin. By Jabez, I thought I was only talking to a decent boy, says the king. Well, you know the difference now, says the saint. I'm Saint Kevin, says he, the greatest of all of the saints. And so the king had his goose as good as new, to divert him as long as he lived. And the saint supported him after he came into his property, as I told you, until the day of his death. And that was soon after, for the poor goose thought he was catching a trout one Friday. But, my jewel, it was a mistake he made, and instead of a trout, it was a thieving horse eel. And instead of the goose killing a trout for the king's supper, by dad, the eel killed the king's goose, and small blame to him. But he didn't eat her, because he wouldn't eat what Saint Kevin had laid his blessed hands upon.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chased Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I must wander. And where are me boots, me noggin, noggin boots? All gone for beer and tobacco. For the souls are worn out and the heels are kicked about and the toes are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog, all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where is me short, me noggin noggin short? All gone for beer and tobacco. Sleeves are ripped and torn, and the tail is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Out across the western ocean I must wander.
And I haven't been to bed since first I come ashore with me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, and I'm filled with pains and aches. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And it's all far across the western ocean I must wander. Far across the western ocean.
That last song was The Leaving of Liverpool, performed by Axel Vissat from the album Bottled Up. You can find out more at www.facebook.com/pg/AxelVissat. Dedicated to all things alcohol, Axel Vissat is the alter ego of Scott Hendricks, performing at Renaissance festivals for over 25 years. Armed with a salty smile, quick wit, charisma, and charm, as well as 15 CDs and a DVD, Axel is the original Drunken Sailor. Ahoy everyone, William the Drake with the History of Pirates podcast once again to bring you this piratical segment. Axel the Sot's got the right idea. Pirates love them their spirit, rum being the most popular. But did you know that pirates actually mixed their rum with water? This concoction was known as grog, and was used to stretch water supplies out over long voyages at sea. One captain even added lime juice to the mixture, which had the unknown effect of also preventing scurvy. Good for the soul and health. How's about that? Pirate events for the rest of the month are a bit cloudy. Due to the pestilence that has started to spread, many pirate festivals, such as NOLA Pirate Week, have been postponed indefinitely. Look into your local area for more specific details regarding local festivals. And lastly, be safe out there, mateys. The next song is Strike the Bell, performed by Barmageddon, from the album Barmageddon. You can find out more at www.squareup.com/store/Barmageddon/. Barmageddon's collected the best traditional music from Western Europe, and they're bringing their favorites right to you. Using violin, guitar, bowhorn, and vocals to create their music, these musicians will enchant and inspire you with their bardic performance.
With all my fears and sorrows close, I'm hanging on, just hanging on. I wish that you were here with me to sail the sky serenity and take me high or take me low through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. How many words did you impart to God? You made this plea, safe sail the sky serenity, and take me high or take me low through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. If just once more we dance in light, or chase our tears through one more fight, what could I say to set you free? But sail the sky serenity, and take me high or take me low, through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, beyond this night of black. And take me high or take me low, through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black.
As stars burn bright and rise the dawn, so our paths must journey on. We lose not hope in family, still sail the sky serenity,
and take me high or take me low, through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. And take me high or take me low, through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass
this night of black. Happy on this night of black.
Hello, this is Charles, your groom porter at McGregor Historic Games, your source for board, dice, and card games from the past. Our games make great props for use in front of the public at historic-themed events, are great for just family fun. Wholesale pricing available. See our website at historicgames.com.
That song was The Drunken Gouger, performed by TJ Hall and Jeff Ksiezek from the album East. You can find their music on CD Baby, Amazon, and the Apple Store. And speaking of finding music, this is a great time for you to go and search out your favorite band and locate a track of theirs, or maybe the entire album. A lot of groups are on Bandcamp or Amazon. But if you search out your favorite group, and they'll have a website or a Facebook page you can go to, they'll often have links to their music there. This is a perfect time to find that music, download it, send them a few dollars. Many groups have both digital and physical albums for sale. So please go out there and help support all the artists that make this podcast happen by showing them some love and buying all their stuff. Our next song is The Female Ramblin' Sailor, performed by Tanya Opland from the album Bonnie Ranton Lassie. You can find more about her at tanyaoplin.com.
Welcome all you maids, both near and far, and listen to my ditty. 'Twas near Gravesend, there lived a maid. She was both neat and pretty. Her true love he was pressed away and drowned in some foreign spray, which caused this fair young maiden to say, I'll be a ramblin' sailor in jacket blue and trousers white, just like a sailor, neat and tight. The great salt sea was the heart's delight of the female ramblin' sailor. From stem to stern she freely goes, she braves all dangers, fears no foes. Soon you will hear of the overthrow of the female ramblin' sailor. No, never did her courage fail. 'Twas stormy seas and wintry gale, o'er which this fair young maiden did prevail, this female ramblin' sailor. From stem to stern she freely went, where oft times she'd been many, but her hand did slip. Down she fell, she calmly bade this world farewell, farewell. When her lily-white breast in sight it came, it appeared to be a female's frame. Rebecca Young was the name of the female ramblin' sailor. May the willows wave all around her grave, and round the laurels planted, roses sweet grow at the feet of the one who was undaunted. So come all you maids, both near and far, and listen to my story. Her body is anchored in the ground, let's hope her soul is in glory. On the River Thames she's known right well, no sailor there could her excel. Shed one tear in a last farewell to the female ramblin' sailor.
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
Deep purple hue, the highland hills we view, and the moon coming out in the gloaming. You take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. And me and my true love will never meet again by the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. The wee birdies sing, and the wild flowers spring, and in sunshine the waters are sleeping. But the broken heart will ken nay the second spring again. Though the wayfood may cease ere their grieving, you take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. And me and my true love will never meet again by the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. By the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Welcome to the archives. That last song was Loch Lomond, performed by Bedlam from the album Angels. Bedlam is a band born out of the talent pool of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Over the years, the band has had a diverse sound and many different members, but its latest incarnation was a folk band with a hippie attitude. Not to be confused with the Bedlam Bards, the Bells of Bedlam, or the UK rock group of the same name, various members have performed with a myriad of different groups over the years. So please allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is still Matt Letter, and I get to host the archives this time. Now, as you may know, the archives of the podcast contain many awesome performers that are no longer on circuit for one reason or another, but they are still a vibrant part of our wonderful tapestry of performance throughout the years. So here's a little bit of info about the Beerside Scoundrels, who is our next group. Thirsty outlaws intent on stealing money, hearts, and liquor. Kind of like pirates, but landbound. Originally performing around the Great Plains Renaissance Festival in Wichita and Muskogee, they eventually evolved into a group called Clearly Guilty, which still performs today. While the Beerside Scoundrels seem to have stopped their performances around 2013, you can check out more about Clearly Guilty on their Facebook page. But for now, this is the Beerside Scoundrels with The Wind That Shakes the Barley from the album Duel. You can find out more about them at beerside.podomatic.com.
I sat within a valley green, I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove to choose between the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think on Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glade and shook the golden barley, 'twas hard the woeful words to frame to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame
of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek at morning early, and join the bold united men while soft winds shake the barley. While sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging, the foeman's shot burst on our ears from out the wildwood ringing. A bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early. And on my chest in blood she died, while soft wind shook the barley. I bore her to some mountain stream, and many is the summer blossom I placed with branches soft and green about her gore-stained bosom. I wept and kissed her clay-cold corpse, then rushed o'er vale and valley. My vengeance on the foe to wreck, while soft winds shook the valley. And it's blood for blood, without remorse, I've taken at old Hallow and laid my true love's clay-cold corpse where I full soon will follow. As round her grave I wander drear, new night and morning early.
Fugly here, and I'm at the Hot Springs Renaissance Festival with Ez and Dill, and they're going to tell us an amusing anecdote.
After he explained to us what an anecdote was, I thought it was something for dad jokes so you could get over them and not have to shake your head and look like a bobblehead when you tell them what happened this morning. First thing at this fabulous fair that's been so busy for a first fair, and I know people love it because they hung around and they're going to come back. First thing this morning, when the princess, the long-living princess...
Queen.
Well, she was a princess at one time, otherwise...
But now she's the queen, yeah, she's Elizabeth.
She's got a long liver, so she's lived a long time.
Yeah, so anyway.
My liver's about, anyway, that 4 inches long. But anyway, yeah, she was out front, and she was asking one of the men what time the joust was, and he said 2, and then it was wrong, and she said 1, and the moment that she said 1, the cannon exploded, just like it came from heaven. And we decided that our queen... Yeah, it was there. Our queen had the power. She was like a Power Ranger. She was like a Power Ranger queen. She was like, don't mess with the queen. She was the queen mother. She is the queen mother, and she will always be the queen mother. Is that an amusing anecdote?
There you go. Thank you for that story.
Near Bainbridge town in the County Down, one morning last July, from a boarding green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her 2 bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair, such a coaxing elf that I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry came, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like a sweet Colleen that I met at the County Down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. So I said, says I, to a passerby, he's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and with pride to see, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McKem from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like a sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Harvest fair should be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. With my shoes shone bright and me hat cocked right, for a smile for my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, to me plough turns a rust colored brown. Still a smiling bride at me own fireside, sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like my sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like my sweet Colleen that I met at the county down.
At Oranmore in the county Galway, one pleasant in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. Kept on talking till her father's cottage came into view. She said, come in, sir, and meet my father, and for to please him, play the foggy. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulders Galway shawl. I played the blackbird, the stacks of barley, Rodney's glory, and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, while a single tear formed in her eye of blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder.
and round his shoulder was a Galway shawl. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, when I hit the road for old Donegal. I said goodbye, sir, and then she kissed me, and my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder. Costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve.
Well, greetings, everybody. Daniel O'Ryan from The Crack Show here. Aye, remember, we've got the brand new live double album just out on St. Paddy's Day, and I hope you'll be having a grand time with it. You can get it at thecrackshow.com. Aye, and I hope you're drinking plenty of Irish whiskey to kill any of those little germs that be wanting to get into your body. All right, slancha.
So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alleyway. Hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully dash and bow now. Well, Sally was a girl that I loved dearly. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Sally was a girl that I spliced nearly. Bully dash and bow now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully dash and bow now. For 7 long years I courted Sally. Way, hey, bully in the alley. But all she did was dearly dally. Bully down the shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down the shimbo now. I left my Sal, I went to sailing. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Signed on a ship, I went to whaling. Bully down the shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down the shimbo now. If I ever get back, I'll marry Sally. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Have 6 kids and live in Shimbone Alley. Bully down in Shimbone now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbone now. It's time to leave, I'm gonna slip my cable. Way, hey, bully.
bully in the alley. I go see my Sal as oft I'm able. Bully down at Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down at Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down at Shimbo now.
And that was Star of the County Down, performed by Terrible Musicians, from the album No Royalty. Up next, Galway Shawl, performed by Tippler's Way, from the album Let a Light Shine. And that was Louisiana's first and only pirate band, the Whiskey Bay Rovers, with their song Bully in the Alley, from the album Broadsides and Ballads. You can find them on facebook.com/Whiskey Bay Rovers. Up next is a folk trio that was formed on a whim, hailing from the state of Illinois. This is Whiskey You're the Devil, performed by Trinket from the album Landlocked. You can find out more about them on Facebook.
Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a Medicaid. Your sweet or stronger days and her, your spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Now, brave boys, we're off for marching out to Portugal or Spain. The drums are beating, banners flying, the devil a home will come tonight. Love, fare thee well. With me tithery, idle doodle, I'm a da.
Huh?
Me tithery, idle doodle, I'm a da.
Oh.
Me right for to a laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Sweet!
Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a Medicaid. Your sweeter, stronger days and her, your spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Now the French are fighting boldly, but are dying hot and coldly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Love, fare thee well. With me to the idle doodle, I'm a da.
Huh?
Me to the idle doodle, I'm a da.
Oh.
Me right fall to the laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Whee!
Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, daister, you're spunkier, a tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Says the mother,
do not wrong me, do not take my daughter from me, for if you do, I will torment you, and after death my ghost will haunt you.
Come, fare thee well.
Yeah.
With me to the idle doodle, I'm a da.
Huh?
Me to the idle doodle, I'm a da. Me right for to the laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Not for long.
Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, daister, you're spunkier, a tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober.
A very special thanks to the friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Voipio, and Stephen Conroy. Also, thank you to our honorary minions, Casey Herndon, Randall Kimbrough, and Jesse Linder. You can find Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jessielinder.bard. If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers if you'd like to help out. Send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
Nine, Dunkoff! It's get so!
Cupboard where they gather no one fruit on Tasco Master. Odds and dice the wealthy get. A winning streak will make them sweat. All this happens in the tavern where your wealth becomes disaster. Read my words and contemplate, or all your health may abrogate. But rag while others win, on luck they'll brag. Gambler both the drunk, a drink, the talisman for luck or chink. In the tavern, bold as death, will raise a toast to Buck or Spaz. Drinks the soldier faster, faster. Drinks the poor man, drinks the rich. With herb and spice you'll feel bewitched. Drinks the weak and drinks the tough. You'll drink it all, it's never enough.
Last track was In the Tavern by The Craig Show from their 2018 album Up in the Pub. They performed at the Arizona Renaissance Festival this year. This is Greg from The Ren List. As you can imagine, the coronavirus pandemic has shaken up a lot in the Rennie world. There are two fairs still happening, the Bay Area Renaissance Festival in Tampa, Florida, and the Sherwood Forest Fair in McDade, Texas. The Arizona Renaissance Festival and the Florida Renaissance Festival ended their seasons 2 weeks early. A number of fairs have been canceled. In Oklahoma, the Queens Ferry Renaissance Festival and the Medieval Fair of Norman. And in Greenville, South Carolina, the Enchanted Chalice Renaissance Fair. Lastly, some fairs have postponed. The Scarborough Renaissance Festival in Waxahachie, Texas will open on May 2nd, and the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Irwindale, California will open on April 18th. Please note that these openings and closings can quickly change, so before you head out to the fair, check the fair's website and social media pages to make sure they're still open. At The Ren List, we're doing our best to keep the listings up to date. We'll be posting updates to the site, as well as Facebook and Twitter, as we hear about them. Head over to therenlist.com for links to everything. You can find the next band performing at the Sherwood Forest Fair in McDade, Texas. From their album Forge, this is Battle of Ragnarok, Doom of the Gods by Saxon Moon.
We'll be right back. that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonnie lass, so deep in
was A Red Red Rose, performed by Tullamore from the album The O'Malley Sessions, One for the Road. Now, for all of you performers and artists out there, we do have the nominations open currently for the 2020 season's Renaissance Festival Awards. Every year we have a lot of questions about how to get people nominated for the awards, how to vote for your group if it's not nominated, and this is how to do it right now. Over on the Renaissance Festival Awards Facebook page, there is a link that you can use to apply for the nomination. So this is the 2020 Performer Registration Form. If you're a fan of one of these wonderful artists, send it out to your favorite performer, your favorite artist, and have them fill out this form. This is how we can make sure that we get the most accurate data when you later start voting in the process. Earlier on, when we had fewer people voting, it was still thousands of votes that we had to correlate condense into making sure that we had the right person getting the right nomination for those awards. And that was several months of our time spent trying to make sure that we got everything right. So this helps us greatly in making sure that we get the right people the awards, making sure that your vote goes to the right person. So if you want your favorite performer and artist to fill out the form, send it on over to them. Again, the link is over at Renaissance Festival Awards Facebook page, or if you want the direct link, it is surveymonkey.com/r/2020_performer_registration. And there'll be a link to that in the show notes. Now, some of you may have noticed that we skipped reading off events for this particular show. That's because we're not certain when events are going to be resuming. Some of them have been canceled. Some of them later on or further down in the next few months are still on. So please keep checking back regularly at our events page on Facebook to make sure that you can find out when these events are happening, and there will be more information closer to when those scheduled times are being posted. That will let you know if they're on, if they're continuing, or if they're canceled or postponed to a different time. So definitely worthwhile checking out that page. If you want more Renaissance Festival music of a bodier nature, we do have RenBody.com, our sister podcast. Just make sure to listen to that one with headphones on. Now, I know I spend a lot of my time when I am mentioning other groups saying thank you. I am grateful for all of you listeners, the amazing people that I've had the opportunity to meet over the years, and all those hardworking individuals that go out every weekend and give it their all on the streets. Every single artist that performs at a festival makes up a very special group. You'll often hear those that are performers or know them refer to Festies or Rennies as a giant family. And that's true. It is one big dysfunctional, amazing, talented, magical family. And there are some incredible people in there, and there are some strong, remarkable individuals and groups. Now, I know in this particular time, there's a lot of uncertainty about when will the next performances be? When will I next be able to visit that magical place that I love so much? When will I get to see that special act, or hear that voice, or see that artwork that inspires me? Well, if it's one thing that I know about the people I've met at festival, it will definitely keep going. I was recently visiting Arizona's Renaissance Festival for what turned out to be, as a surprise to the cast and the artists that work there, as their last day of their festival, since they closed 2 weeks early. I remember standing, looking at the sun setting over the Arizona skyline and the buildings of the village, watching the drum jam, seeing those dedicated visitors dancing their hearts out, seeing the cast members dancing with them. And as those rays of light shone through the dust that their feet were making while they danced wildly, I knew this is going to continue. That light shines within all of us. That fire still burns, and we will keep going. Now, there are already several new groups that are trying to find ways to bring relief to those performers that suddenly found themselves not knowing when their next performance is going to be. And I think that's inspiring that so many have stepped up to give back to the people who bring us art and make us smile and inspire us. So if you're able to find some of the links to that group, I know that we're going to be posting some on our page as well. And if you have the financial security to help them, please do. Also, there are groups that have been around for quite a while, like Rescue, that their main goal is to help Renaissance performers without insurance to find financial stability in medical crises. There are also digital festivals popping up too. So if you are still looking for performances, there are more online than ever before right now. We are finding new ways to bring the magic of the festival all over the world. So if you're curious about ways to help out, take a look at our Facebook page for links. We also have groups like facebook.com/groups/FR2020 and facebook.com/digitalrenfair with an E that are bringing you performances and ways to help. So thank you again in advance for all of your kind generosity, both to us and to all those that make these festivals possible. And now let's close out our little show with The Whistling Gypsy Rover, performed by Turtle and the Hare from the album On a Rampage. Thank you so much for listening, take care of each other, and we'll see you in the lanes.
The whistling gypsy came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang her father saddled up his fastest steed. Roamed through the valleys on lover, sought his daughter at greatest speed, and the whistling gypsy rover. Oddy-doo-oddy-doo-oddy-day, oddy-doo-oddy-day-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. At last he came to a mansion fine, down by the river Clady, and there was music.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.